means love gender or paradise where people just love you, love it for yourself. Of course, I personally will lie when I think about people. I always wish that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give hidayah to all of humanity, would give them guidance, and all of them would go to Jannah. 7 billion people in this world. I wish, I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give them hidayah. Because what benefit do I get if all of them go to Jannah? To hellfire? None. So I always pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give hidayah and nas ajma'in wa salatu mustaqim. So last night we spoke about da'wah to non-Muslims, and we said that actions speak louder than words when you deal with non-Muslims. Today, inshallah, we'll focus briefly on da'wah to our Muslim brothers and sisters. Sometimes we make mistakes when we make da'wah to them in the form of nasiha. We either keep our mouth shut, we don't talk to them about the mistakes they do, someone doesn't pray, a sister is not wearing proper hijab, so we either ignore what they do completely, or we are judgmental, and we don't treat them nicely. And this is not the right thing to do. The ayat Shaykh Mustafa recited just in the last rak'ah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Musa and Harun to Fir'aun, he said, فَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ أَوْ يَخْشَى. He said, when he sent Musa and Harun to the Pharaoh, who said, أَمْ رَبُّكُمُ الْعَلَىٰ, I'm your Lord, the Most High. So still, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Musa and Harun to give him da'wah, he said, speak nicely to them. Maybe this will change his heart. To the Pharaoh, the most tired of his time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is advising them, be nice to him. Say to him nice words. Maybe this will change his heart. So if this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing to the tired, the biggest tired of all time, who said, أَمْ أَنَا رَبُّكُمْ الْأَعْلَىٰ فَمَا بَالُكَ بِأَخُوكَ وَبِأُخْتِكَ الَّذِي تَقُولُ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ الْأَعْلَىٰ. So if this is what Allah said to a tyrant who says, I'm your Lord, the Most High, then what about your Muslim brother and sister who say in their salah, Subhanahu wa ta'ala? Of course, you have to be much nicer to them. There's this hadith, this ayat Bukhari, narrated by Umar radiallahu anhu. A man by the name Abdullah used to drink at the time of the Prophet. So they brought him for punishment all the time. So one time the Prophet, he was punished. The man was punished for drinking alcohol. So the Prophet heard one of the Sahaba say, لَعَنَهُ اللَّهُ فَكَثِيرًا مَا يُؤْتَ بِهِ. May Allah curse him, they drink him all the time for punishment. So the Prophet told the Sahabi, don't say this. لَا تَلْعَنُوهُ فَوَاللَّهِ مَا عَلِمْتُ إِلَّا أَنَّهُ يُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولُهُ. He said, don't curse him, because wallahi, what I know about him is that he loves Allah and his Prophet. So every Muslim, no matter how bad and nasty they are, they have some goodness in them, okay? Every human being has some goodness in them, especially Muslims, alhamdulillah, especially if they have the iman in their hearts. The ulama say, إِنُّ أَسْوَى Muslim هُوَ أَفْضَلْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ أَحْسَنْ كَافِرٍ. The ulama say, have sunnah wa jama'ah, they say that the worst Muslim is better in the sight of Allah than the best kafir. So this is the belief among the sunnah wa jama'ah. So this is the first one. Don't be judgmental and don't look down upon people. Number two, and we'll conclude with this inshallah, don't discourage people. Yani some Muslims, they do certain good things and they do bad things, okay? Let's say, for example, a brother or a sister, they fast in Ramadan, but they don't pray. Or a sister comes to Salah, but her hijab is not proper. What we do sometimes, you know what, don't fast because Allah will never accept your Salah. Okay. Or yeah, something like that. Don't fast because you don't pray, Allah will not accept your fast. Or you don't wear proper hijab, Allah will not accept your salah. Something like this. You discourage them from doing something good. Maybe this little good they do will help them become better Muslims. Who knows? None of us is perfect. We do mistakes all the time. Some people make bigger mistakes than others, but at the end of the day, we are all human beings who make mistakes. To clarify this, I'm going to conclude with this story. You probably heard it before. Sa'd ibn Sa'd al-Tastari, one of the scholars, he was traveling one time with a caravan and a qafila. So the highway robbers, they stopped him on the way and they took all the money and all the food. And they took the food and the money to the ringleader, the chief of the thieves, the king of the thieves. So when they took the food and the money, all the thieves, they started to eat, except for the king of the thieves. He didn't eat with them. So Sa'd ibn Sa'd said, well, what's going on? on, the food is nice, everybody is eating except for you, king of the thieves. Why are you not eating with them? He said, well, today is Thursday and I'm fasting. He said, la hawla, this guy is crazy. He said, what's going on? You are a thief and you fast Mondays and Thursdays? He said, yes. So why? He said, Allah, I close all doors with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't pray, I'm a thief, I don't do hajj. But there's only one door open between me and Allah, and that is fasting. He said, okay, he didn't say it, and he didn't make fun of him. He just, okay, khalas, no problem. Then he said, Wallahi, 3 years later, I was in the hajj, in Mecca, a pilgrimage. I was doing the circling of the Kaaba, and I came across this guy, the king of the thieves, and he was making tawaf, he was making hajj. He said, what happened? Why are you changing your life? He said, Wallahi, when I lift one door, just one door open between me and Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showered his mercy on me through that one door, and he opened all the doors for me. So don't discourage any Muslim. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us with the salat and sahih. The question for last night was, there's only one woman mentioned by name in the Quran, and that is Maryam alayhi salam. The winner is Brother Yahya, John. Brother Yahya just accepted Islam before Allah, so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep him guided and to keep him on the salat and mustaqim and bless his family. The question for tonight is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the surah in the Quran, وَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بَيْنَهُمَا وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا بِأَيْدٍ وَإِنَّا لَمُوسِعُونَ. I have created the heavens with might, and I'm constantly expanding the universe or the heavens. So where is the verse in the Quran that says that the universe is constantly expanding? And this is scientifically true. You don't need to answer immediately before tomorrow. Ask at the end of the gate at gmail.com.